Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman, and Wednesday, October 4th, we're on the road to Southfield, Michigan for cybersecurity event, It's Not If, It's When, presented by Foster Swift Attorneys and ASK. Here's a panel presentation delivered by Foster Swift Attorneys, John Mashney, Alex Ayer, and Taylor Gast.
So think about who has that information and how it's stored.
Just to add on what John and Taylor mentioned in terms of scooping emails, in my experience, there are sometimes, I would say, almost always going to be red flags in the content. We're normally emailing somebody, you kind of know how they write, you know that their sentence structure is pretty good. For example, if an email is spoofed and it's coming from someone who's trained by an Ivy League school, who uses proper sentences, etc. Most emails and spoof that I've seen where it's coming from someone where English is as a second language, you know, you can identify that could be a red flag. That should be identifying red flags should be something that your email policy should be in there. If something hits the fan, the first thing the other side's going to say who was harmed by something that you may have done inadvertently is, well, what does your email policy say? And the answer shouldn't be, I don't have an email policy. The answer shouldn't be that, well, we didn't think about this in front ahead of time, and so we weren't compliant with the laws that regulate the industry. As John and Taylor mentioned, it's not if, it's when. So when it happens that you're compliant with the applicable laws in your industry, whether in the financial industry, healthcare industry, whether in the hospitality industry, that you can say, look, I was compliant, I did everything right. Look, it was just a lucky sucker punch that they got us this one time, but we were covered. So that's just some of the things that to think about.
One other just point to add on the notification requirements that gives you a better sense of how maybe your organization will be reacting at this point. These notification requirements, which again vary by state, all have a timing requirement within them. And this has become much more of a spotlighted issue with the Equifax breach. How long did they have? Why did they wait so long? Some of them list the number of days. Some of them say, as soon as possible, you need to get, as soon as it's reasonable, you need to send notification to affected individuals. So you might be sitting here thinking, in a scenario like this, it's fairly straightforward, but in one of our next ones, and in many situations, it's not totally clear what's going on from day one. It's not totally clear. You might need to call an ASK. You might need to call, you might be talking with your internal IT people. What's going on? We're not sure. Clearly, our systems feel locked down, or are locked down at this point, but we're not really sure. That notification requirement is still ticking away. So everybody in the back of their mind is thinking, okay, we may have to send this out, we need to figure this out. And so there's just this kind of constant tension between knowing everything that's going on, but then also being able to accurately describe to the people you're going to notify what happened. So, and then on top of that, you have some carve-outs in these rules. So for instance, if law enforcement does get involved, they might actually ask the organization to delay sending that notification out. Or you might still be determining the scope of the notification. Some of the state laws have an exception for determining the scope. So it's a very tense, potentially, process. It's a very fast-moving process where information is coming to light on sometimes an hourly basis. But it's very important, as we're talking about here, to have this plan in place. So you're following the plan. You can sit back and say, I'm following the plan, we're doing our due diligence, we're going to make this decision, we're papering. So if anything happens, at the end of this, if anybody's unhappy, we follow the process, we had a very reasonable process.
I want to add just one thing too. We go back to the slide notice. Executive was on vacation, traveling in an area with limited cell service. That is intentional. your vacation plans sometimes are very public. People can figure out when people are getting time off. So many of these incidents occur Friday afternoon, right? Right before you're about to go on vacation. That information is available, and so that's when people become, they become a heightened target, essentially. So think about that. Then I want to maybe ask Taylor, maybe talk about penalties for not complying with these breach laws.
Yeah, so it can vary greatly. When we start talking about effects of data breach, so for instance, in Michigan, on a per affected individual basis is how Michigan determines the penalty. In some cases, you have state's attorneys general that are just, you know, making up a fine on the order of thousands of dollars. Some case, you know, over hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then what will really start widening eyes, if your eyes aren't wide enough at that point, is the potential threat.
We'll be back with more from the cybersecurity event, It's Not If, It's When, presented by Foster Swift Attorneys and ASK in Southfield, Michigan, on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.